a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
Big weekend for you, footy-wise, Cameron Ling.
It was. I feel like that's the compliment.
Culminating yesterday in the
Big Freeze.
Big Freeze game.
Yeah, the King's
correct.
Birthday game.
Oh,
it was
blessed.
Just got to quickly say, amazing occasion to be part of. Neil Danaher's incredible. Beck Danaher's amazing as well. And I don't know if you're watching the sea of those blue beanies wearing through the whole crowd.
Oh, there's a sea of them everywhere I go, even the supermarket. Everyone's wearing it.
So special.
Yeah. Finally, we sort of had an opportunity to get our hands on a couple sort of.
Well, yeah. See, you could pay for your own, Tom. But
no,
you're
I could.
For a free
but
one.
There's, well. There's just some that sort of every year float around and they always...
You mean the individual personalised one that gets sent to me with my actual slider number sent directly from Neil and Beck Danaher, that one?
Yeah. How many do you need?
And then he
you
gets
get
some
fresh
for the
one
kids
every year.
And you're always like, oh, well, but your kids already have one.
Yeah, I know, right?
You want to share it with Loggy and I?
What about your other kids?
Dad!
What about us? Daddy? Oh. There's a Instagram called AFL Central, and it's got 218,000 followers.
Wow.
It's an unofficial AFL Insta. It's not affiliated with the AFL. However, 218,000 followers will get you replies from the likes of 7AFL Insta.
Oh.
So it's that,
okay.
Like, certified. So it's that...
I feel there is something coming my way.
There's a handsome post of you yesterday. There's a photo of you in your suit holding a football.
Wow.
That's the one that you stole and wore to work for a week, actually.
I look all right in that photo, don't I?
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
You got your 7 pin on there. Notice there's no K-Rock pin, but that's fine.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a butt coming
well,
here.
Well, no, AFL Central, the post was, 15 hours ago. Lingy's putting on an absolute clinic on the big stage and then a crown emoji.
So I don't know what absolute clinic means.
Means he's schooling people and commentary like he's
So this is so it's not a sledge.
This is from during the game, and this is unprompted. People saying this guy's come out and said Lingy's putting on an absolute clinic on the big stage. What a king, essentially.
Yeah.
Based on your commentary.
Oh wow.
Right.
Oh, that's nice.
Keep scrolling though, Tom.
Oh,
so
no.
There's lots of comments. Do you know there's a Insta called CameronLing45 that is pretending to be you?
And okay. I just tried to report it, but because you don't, because it says, hey, this is pretending to be a famous person, but because you don't actually have an Instagram page, it doesn't go further from there. So I reported it and said, they're pretending to be
my
me.
My fault.
So
pretending to be you?
I'll get this thing taken down.
So obviously people don't know that you don't have socials. So four people all said, cheers, Lingy. and then someone's also like on that little stream said, all class from you, Lingy. Then people proceed to just tip on BT.
Well, don't do that.
A lot of people saying he should be banned from commentating Collingwood games.
Oh, come on.
Is he a bit Collingwood?
Well, he played there. Did kick 100 goals for the Pies, but in a season.
Someone suggested that you should take a shot every time you mention why Collingwood haven't put physical pressure on Petrarca.
I said that once.
Well, that's one shot.
I'm going to start getting defensive here, aren't I?
Yeah, anyway, look, so does go, but look, what about this one? Lingy over Hodgie any day.
That's...
And then someone confirmed that for sure, lol. And then look, cheers, Lingy.
Lingy.
Oh, this is pumping me up. I'm waiting for something.
No, honestly, there's nothing. This is just a nice way to start your week because you don't have social media.
Yeah.
You know, we have to sort of pass this stuff on to you.
And you've
copped
it before.
And cop it. You don't need to hear that gear. You know what people sort of.
But the joys of social media are, look, you're building me up so high.
No,
I get on it next, I get brought down.
We won't tell you.
It would be a very me thing to do. No, but that's how I protect all my team. I take all of the complaints and I sort of dish them out as they need to be, and otherwise I just absorb them all.
Yeah, just tell me. I want to know.
He is just simply that guy about you.
Oh.
Lingy is the goat.
Oh,
wow.
Someone a little bit critical about Channel 7's whole commentary setup. My man, Geelong legend.
Wow, this is nice. I didn't know Mum had social media.
Ling King, and also Lingy should be on more games. Best commentator by far.
Oh,
so there you go.
Standing ovation.
Oh, thank you.
Someone did say you should hear him on the radio. He's awful, but.
Yeah.
generally positive.
Yeah, so that was
those,
Tom Lewis.
Those two co-hosts with
Tom
him,
K-Rock.
Pick on him.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. Guess the year.
Hey, all right. It's time for us to play Geelong Surf Coast and the Ballerines' favourite Tuesday base game. Talk about guess the year. We're going to play little bits of songs. Cast our minds back, 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 back. Sorry, I got a bit stuck there. Back through the mist of time, trying to remember where we were, what we were doing the first time we heard that song. That'll give us a fair indication as to the year it was released. We write that year down on a piece of paper. Now, let's just... I write all four numbers.
Me
so if
too.
It's like 1999, I'm writing 1999.
Correct, me too.
But I apparently just write that's 99.
With, do you use an apostrophe?
I don't. Just because it's my own personal thing.
How do you know then? If you write 08, how do you know that's 2008 and not 1908?
Well, yeah, it is a bit of a struggle for my brain sometimes.
Because you could change that then. You could go 08, and then if we're both over, you could be like, I meant 1908. I'm 90 years under, but I'm still,
really?
I didn't go over,
okay.
So I'm closest to. Yeah. So I don't think that's allowed. I think we need to enforce the four numbers.
Okay. Listen, I'm supportive of you.
Yeah.
Okay. You were trying
Strangely.
To get me to write two numbers. No, I'm going to get you to write four. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, no, definitely.
Closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Best of three arrangement. Are we ready to play?
We are ready.
Thank God. All right, here we go.
You're the one that was talking. Oh,
the original. When was it?
I remember being a child and hearing Tracy Chapman.
Yeah,
and being like, my mind was blown. Like, that's a woman? Mm. Like, wow, that is so cool. And just being like, yeah.
Anyway. Is that has got to be one of the most covered songs of all time, surely.
Yeah.
It's never not going to be a good song, you know. All right, 3, 2, 1.
1985.
What did you say?
87.
I went 95.
Did you go 87?
Yeah.
What did you go?
92.
The year was 1988.
Oh. Do you know, in my head I went 88. No, that seems too late. I bet it's 87.
Wow,
no,
I didn't realize it was that
way.
Early.
Yes, guys.
There you go.
Stick with me, kids. We'll
that
be
face.
Fine.
Well
big
done.
Smile. Big eating grin.
Yeah, I do. I do like to eat it. Here we go. Question number two. Tell me why.
Backstreet Boys.
Right in your wheelhouse, Lingy.
What an amazing time for music. Right? If I get this correct.
What time was that, though?
Yeah.
I want it that way, too. It's not everybody. Backstreet's back. It's
now I'm doubting myself because I was so far off with the last one.
Now I'm doubting myself, too.
All right, I've got it, Tommy.
Okay, I've written something down. Everybody got something?
Yeah,
yep.
Whatever. Okay. I'll go with it.
Are you writing the four numbers?
Yeah.
Can I see?
No.
I don't think she's writing the four numbers.
No, but she was never going to.
3, 2, 1.
1995.
Three.
Okay, good.
3, 5, 6.
The year was 1999.
Yes. Oh, well done, Loz. That was late, Backstreet Boys.
Way off.
Yeah.
That's all right.
All
you
right.
Could still get in the game with this one, Cameron
True.
Ling.
Make it a three-way tie.
Here we go.
Just to go 3 for 3 for me.
It's Billy Joel.
Oh, no. I don't have the confidence.
Okay.
I was going to say John Butler Trio.
Oh, it's a John?
It's a John.
Damn. John Mayer.
Yes. There you go.
What
so
is
close.
Wonderland? Interesting sort of...
It
is interesting area.
Chronologically... It's an interesting area. Your body? Is that the area?
Well, I mean...
With the Wonderland part
well,
of your body?
You wouldn't want to go to all the rides at the theme park, wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, not all at once.
Please move on from whatever you're talking about, you two.
Body is a Wonderland. I'm going to say... Great. All right. Have you written something
yes.
down?
Yes. We wrote something down 10 minutes ago, Tom.
3, 2, 1. 2003.
2005.
Oh. It might be a win for both of us.
The year was
2003.
It's a draw. We got a tiebreaker.
Well done.
Well,
tie break.
Just call it a draw.
No,
right.
I'll jump out. I can.
All right,
can't
right quick
go.
Sticks. Here we go.
Suddenly I see, this is what I want.
Ooh. I did like this song when it came out.
Who is it?
Yeah, I'm not confident with that one either.
This is hard.
I'm gonna have a guess.
I've had a guess, and right. I think that I'm wrong, but...
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
1995.
Okay. Here we go. Should get a result.
The year was... 2005.
Oh, oh, ladies and gentlemen.
Dominant.
Well, glorious win.
He doesn't do it often, but he's done it again. That is Guess the Year for this week. It returns next Tuesday.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Tim from Leopold has just dropped off the line. So ain't that the magic of live radio?
That's it. It happens.
Because you were talking about surprise parties. You went to one on the weekend that probably got ruined from two fronts.
Well, yeah. So we had so a couple of people rock up at the same time as the birthday boy. That's fine. Whatever. That did sort of, that was the surprise sort of, a little bit sort of lampooned. But I also, we were all hidden in a little alcove in the band room at the Barwon Club, and that's when I realised that Goldie, who I was holding in my arms, had a very full nappy, and we were sort of all huddled in there and had to stay longer because old mate birthday boy was out the front having a chat. So aww.
The sweet aromas were spreading around the group.
That's right. Now, Tim from Leopold said that he organised a surprise party for his brother, and he knew most of his brother's mates, but not all of them, and essentially... it was all set to go and people were arriving at the venue when he got a message from his brother saying, hey, I'm on my way to Tullamarine. I'm going to Sydney for a surprise for my, like, with one of my mates for the week for my birthday weekend. I'll catch up with you next weekend for my birthday.
It was a double surprise.
Yeah.
They'd organised a surprise and so did his other mates.
Yeah.
You've got to coordinate your communication when you're doing that.
How do you cover all bases, though? I mean, that's the thing with the surprise, isn't it? 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Noreen's in Armstrong Creek. Good morning, mate. You're live on air. What was your surprise party situation?
Hi, I was organising a surprise 30th for my husband in London, and I was flying all of his family over from Ireland. Big coordination. I had to hide. They all stayed in different houses and in accommodation so that, like, he wouldn't know. The day of the surprise, he had something wrong with his car, so he was trying to get hold of his dad and his brother to ask them a question, and no one would answer his phone. So he called his uncle. And he called his uncle in Ireland. He's like, oh, geez, I can't get hold of anyone. Like, where is everyone? And I was answering the phone. He goes, sure, haven't they all gone to London for your birthday party?
Oh, come on, uncle!
And he never told me he knew. He never told me till years later, but he was being such a beep on the day, not wanting to get dressed to go to the pub. He was just being so awkward, going, I'm just going to wear these tracksuit pants. I was like, oh, my God, you're not going to wear these tracksuit pants. Please, seriously.
Yeah.
Noreen,
was Uncle, did he give it up because he was dirty that he hadn't come over for the for the birthday?
Maybe. I think he just didn't think. He just obviously didn't think. He just didn't think about the actual surprise element of the surprise birthday.
I would have taken time out to fly to Ireland, kick someone in the potato and come back.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.